call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we please have the record show all members are in attendance? During the meeting, I ask that you please turn off your cell phones, pagers, any other electronic devices that you have so you don't disrupt the speakers. We have our staff. There she is. We're going to have staff introductions. Lorna.
Lorna Figley, collecting from planning.
Thank you. During the meeting, and we will read the item into the record, I'll ask the applicant to come forward, give us your name and address for the record, tell us what it is that you want to do. Afterwards, we'll open it to the public. We'll give anyone who has an opportunity to ask questions or make a comment do so. After that, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. Once it is closed to the public, you can no longer speak on that item. We also have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Can I get an approval of the minutes for September 26, 2017?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes of September 26, 2017 with no changes.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of September 26. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for October 10th, 2017.
Madam Chair, I would move to approve this evening's agenda with the following changes. Hold item number 5 at the request of the applicant until our 10:31 meeting. Hold item number 9 at the request of the applicant until our 10:31 meeting. Hold item number 12 at the request of the applicant until our 10:31 meeting. Because of a conflict in time, we will move item number 11 to number 2 at the request of the applicant because their representative has to be at another meeting.
All right, we have a motion on the floor.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, representing the applicant on item number 5. My apologies, we meant to ask for a 30-day hold.
Okay.
So the word is after August. Madam Chair, I'll amend my motion to hold item number 5 for 30 days.
Thank you.
November 14th.
November 14th.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda with the holding of items 5, 9, and 12. And moving item number 11 to item number 2. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. If you are here for any of those items, item number 5 is Series C of Eggworks Holding Company. Item 9 is NNG Showcase LLC. And number 12 is BPS Harmon LLC. They will not be heard. You are welcome to stay, however, and listen to the rest of the meeting. Okay, we don't have any announcements today, so we'll move into planning and zoning. Item number 1, UC 084915, AR 011217, Martin James Ravenhill, 4982 Shirley Street, waivers of development standards, first application for review for the following: 1 reduced setbacks and 2 proposed carports, 2 reduced separation between proposed structures, carports, and an existing residence, and 3 reduced on-site parking. Design reviews for the following: 1 a historical designation, 2 carports, and 3 accessory uses, including but not limited to tours and events, in conjunction with an existing single-family residence, the Liberace Mansion on 0.5 acres in an R1 single-family residential AE60 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Shirley Street and Radkovich Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer
Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight representing the applicant. You have before you is the review of the uses at the Liberace Mansion, which has been restored by Martin Ravenhill, who's in the audience tonight. Since the time that we have done the restoration on the inside, and if you haven't seen it, I will just tell you, you should come by and look at it. It's really neat, everything that they've done. We held about 12 different events. There's been no code enforcement complaints. They continue to be a good neighbor to those who still live. A number of those houses have converted already to something else, but there are still some where people are living in them. They do everything they can to be a good neighbor. I think they've proven that with the number of events they've had, and again, to our knowledge, we don't have any complaints. So we did notice that there was a review on this. We would ask, because they've had so many events without issue, that perhaps that condition be considered to be removed, if you're comfortable with that. And other than that, staff, of course, recommended approval, and we appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close it to public, open it to the board.
I was a little concerned about the review, but kind of on the opposite spectrum, but and thinking that we should have a 2 or 3 year review. However, I just realized that all those homes are pretty much gone, so I don't really have a problem with the review at this point. So. I haven't seen the inside, but from what I've seen on the news and what have you, it looks pretty nice. And it seems to be going very well. And I haven't heard any complaints.
Sorry, John. Madam Chair, when I read this, if he can hold 12 items, hold 12 events, and not have code enforcement out there, then he's done his job. He's not offensive to the neighbors. He's not loud. He's not whatever. So the review is at 22, like 5 years from now, but still, I could lift it. They've been a good neighbor. You've been a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Anyone want to make a motion?
Madam Chair, I will move to approve this application subject to staff conditions with the removal of the public hearing the review as a public hearing.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions with the removal of the public hearing on March 2nd, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Item number 11, UC078617, Paris Las Vegas Operating Company, LLC, 5655 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Use permit for deviations as shown for plans on file. Deviations for the following. 1. Reduced setbacks. 2. Alternative landscaping along an arterial street. And 3. All other deviations as shown for plans on file. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Reduced setbacks and 2. Non-standard improvements outside dining and drinking area patio within the future right-of-way of Las Vegas Boulevard South. Design reviews for the following. 1. Exterior modifications to an existing resort hotel, the Paris, and 2. A proposed outside dining and drinking area patio in conjunction with an existing retail restaurant store, the Hex, within an existing resort hotel, Paris, on a portion of 24.0 acres in the H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 900 feet south of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Good evening again, Jennifer Lazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, representing the applicant tonight. Let me first start by thanking the board for pulling this item forward. I also have City of Las Vegas Planning Commission. I can assure you I'd rather be with you tonight. That's going to be a very long agenda. I'm representing Hex tonight. They are in operation essentially on the front edge in front of the Paris Hotel. They are in operation, and if you can visualize for a moment, they have two entrances right off of the sidewalk on Las Vegas Boulevard. One that entered their retail if you're standing right in the middle of it on the right, and then one that more ended right in front of the hostess stand that you could go into the bar and then over to the restaurant. What the application before you tonight is to take the retail entrance and block it off. We won't have that entrance anymore. We're going to essentially match the look of it to the restaurant side. It'll be similar. There'll be slight changes. But no changes in terms of the encroachment into Las Vegas Boulevard. We maintain that same setback. So that same setback line all along Las Vegas Boulevard, where we've already come out a little bit and staff. Am I in and out? Can I just talk loud?
Yeah.
Okay. We essentially maintain that same setback line. The new location, or I should say the revision, is that they're going to, on the inside, remove the retail that's there now and turn that into a lounge, more of a cafe lounge with lighter fare, alcohol, things like that. So they want to have it have a similar look to the restaurant side, which is on the left. We maintain still three entrance points, one which would be off of Las Vegas Boulevard, one which would be coming in from essentially the hotel casino, and then one off to the north side on the side closer to Planet Hollywood. For all of these, whenever Hex has come through, we always work very closely with staff because of the encroachment issues and things like that that we know staff is very sensitive to. We very much appreciate their support of this project, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, you're telling me that when I read this, because I'm not in favor of this, this does not sound like she is not doing anything. The way this is written, she's encroaching the hell out of everything. So either she's right, or staff did a poor job of writing this up. And I'd like to know from staff's point of view, is she not encroaching any further? Because as I read this,
well, here's a new patio.
Yeah.
Here's a new patio. So lots of lines up here.
Doesn't this sound like it's?
Yeah.
So you're making no.
I am not. I didn't want to answer for.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar enough.
Okay.
With the project to be able to completely state regarding encroachment.
I guess
I think that.
So
you might be picking that as on the outside dining portion, on the patio section, or the outside dining room.
But this sounds like what this is.
I am not going beyond the line that has
already
been established.
I guess because.
Because I know the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know.
But this sounds like it's. I mean, you're coming out to Las Vegas Boulevard, practically.
Agreed. It does come across like that.
This is it, right?
Yes.
Is this
that
the,
line?
Is that,
yeah.
Is that the entrance for the previous entrance here?
Yes, that we would be closing.
That you're closing on.
Yes.
So I guess, Bob, because this was an entrance and that was public realm, that makes it sound like you're
it's
coming
off.
But it,
yeah.
If they're not changing
technically,
what is there right now, I can support this. But the way this is written, I was a little upset. Not that I ever get cranky.
No.
Anyone else have anything?
No.
If no one else has anything, I would make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, item number two, DR080317, School Board of Trustees, 4869 Sun Valley Drive. Design reviews for the following. One, a proposed school building, and two, shade structures in conjunction with an elementary school, Ullum Elementary, on 10 acres in a PF public facility zone, generally located on the south side of Sun Valley Drive and the east side of Conrad Street within Paradise.
Yes, we will absolutely share those.
Good evening. Mike Hurdle, TSK Architects, 314 South Water Street, representing Clark County School District tonight. This is a design review for J.M. Olam Elementary School. It's a 53-year-old elementary school. And as we know, elementary schools get that age with the change of technology and number of students and all sorts of other influences. Evaluations are done, and sometimes they decide that it's in the best interest to go ahead and replace the school rather than to continue to add on, modify, upgrade, etc. And so this is a what's being proposed as a replacement for J.M. Olam. The existing school will be done in phases. They'll keep the existing school operating while the new school is built. Once the new school is built, then they'll go ahead and take down the old school and put the playground in its place. So basically four phases. The first phase is to go ahead, existing school is here, the green field is here. They need to go ahead and bring a couple portables in so they can demolish one of the buildings there because the footprint of the new building encroaches that way. Second phase is, of course, to go ahead and build a new school in that green field, keeping this school open and the majority of the parking open as well. Third phase is to go ahead and demolish the existing school, and then the last piece is to go ahead and redo the parking, the playgrounds, and all the play structures. So, and I know you've got files there. So the school that is being, the new school that will be built, is about 106,000 square feet. It has a capacity for about 849 students. Currently, there's about 750 students at the school now, so, and there's portables. Right? So the new school will go ahead and get rid of the portables, have a little bit of extra capacity. So as there's growth and as things change, again, the school is set up. The main entrance remains off of Sun Valley Drive. Parking is along Sun Valley Drive where it is now. They've currently got about 62 parking spaces. This increases it to about 112. And so we're able to go ahead and double the capacity of the parking, which we know is always an issue. That won't ever solve all of the problems when they have, you know, big events at night and things like that, but should certainly alleviate some of it. The new green field is put down at the corner of Conrad and Newton, and then the school is being flipped over to this side with a bus lane, bus drop off between the existing church and the vacant lot there, and the new school. So really the circulation and traffic around the site will stay more or less the same, although we'll take the buses that line up in front of the parking lot here, go ahead and bring them around off the side so that we separate the bus traffic from the car traffic, and then try to go ahead and make sure we've got pedestrian traffic taken care of, widening the sidewalks to 10 feet all the way around the school property, the three sides there. And making a safe path for the children to travel. So, these guys. The school itself is it's about 106,000 square feet. The main entrance to the school, I get myself oriented here, is right here off of the multi-purpose room. And so this piece here goes ahead and fronts Sun Valley along there. So on the site. Be oriented like that. Okay. So, multi-purpose room. Everything else is organized kind of around the main spine where you've got the administration, the specialists, and then the kindergarten wing. And then the last piece there is a two-story classroom wing. So, we've got 53 classrooms, flexible classrooms. So, they're, again, all the technology upgrades. You've got two nice computer classrooms so they can handle all of the testing that has to go on now because it's all computer-based. This design has been built only once before as a replacement for Rex Bell Elementary School out there by Palace Station. So that just opened up this year. So that's the ground floor, and then this is the second floor of the classroom wing. All the classrooms, large windows, so lots of daylight. It's all organized around a central spine there with a large open well in the middle, you can bring daylight from the skylights all the way down to the ground floor. So very nice open design, open space. And in the end, that's what we're talking about. Again, this is Sun Valley down here. Main entrance to the building here, multi-purpose room, two-story classroom wing that goes back along Newton there, and then that bus drop-off that separates the church parking lot from the rest of the school. And then the playground, again, all the rest of it. And some street improvements that probably need to happen. So that's the aerial view, and then the view of the front entrance of the building. Again, this is the multi-purpose room here, the main entrance, the administration room, and then you see the library. That was about it. I'm glad to answer any questions. We'll say that we tried to hold a neighborhood meeting. It was scheduled for October 2nd, which ended up being a very bad day to have a neighborhood meeting. So that has been rescheduled for the 24th ahead of the Planning Commission meeting. So, but we're glad to answer any questions from the neighbors.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? You have to come forward, give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Christiane Seiter. I live on Newton 4869, right across the schoolyard, the playground area.